was noon the next day, and the Jews had all come to the banquet of Pasha, Amal ibn Bamal ibn Gamal Kazam. The band was playing music that was very Muslim. Some tables had fruits like banana or plum, but what lay on the rest made them sick to their tum. They were so shocked and astounded, they stood there quite numb. Oh. Rhinoceros tongue was baked for entree. Oh. Crocodile tears in a frog leg souffle. Anteater tonsils, fried rattlesnake. A tasty turtle shell chocolate cake. Boiled alligator in spider web stew. Bumblebee salad with roast kangaroo. Grasshopper juice with donuts to dunk. 50 pies cooked in an elephant's trunk. A wonderful dish. Fresh shark skin and snail. Red lobster mixed with an octopus tail. And not one of these have a fin or a scale. All the Jews almost flipped when they saw this great menu. Just take one bite and your insides will brand you.
If you think this is good,
said Kazam with a laugh,
just wait till you taste our fresh baked sharaf. We're starting to bake it on all your behalf.
Upon seeing this sight that was not very pretty, they then heard the voice of the Rav of the city.
I hope His Excellency will allow me to speak if I may. I have something which is important to say. I'm the Rav of the Jews. My name is Rav Kulnimus. And we await every day for Hashem to redeem us. We highly appreciate this fine creation which you've offered the members of our Jewish nation. Yet I'm afraid that we must decline your invitation to join you and dine, because non-kosher food is just not down our line. Even to go near it, we're really quite cautious, because the way that it smells can make you quite nauseous.
My dear bookkeeper, forget those rules. Now is not the time to act like fools. Look where all your rules have led. You have no jelly, no butter, no bread. If you think you can bring food, then let's see you try. Do you think you can bring it down from the sky?